JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 39. Jews return to the land of Israel.
Jewish tradition teaches us that great tragedies in Jewish history can be a forerunner of a messianic era, of a better time. Many of the Spanish scholars that fled Spain in 1492 slowly made their way to the land of Israel, hoping that the messianic era would then come into being and they would be in the land of Israel. They settled in Jerusalem, they settled in Hebron, and they settled in the city of Safed in the north of the country. Prominent among them was a Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and other great scholars of the time. Rabbi Yaakov Beirav thought that in order to help bring the Messianic era into being, we had to reconstitute the Jewish Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin had not existed for over a millennia. And in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be ordained by another member of the Sanhedrin. And since there were no members of the Sanhedrin because it disappeared 1,000 years ago, how were we ever going to restore the Sanhedrin? Well, Maimonides came up with an answer 3 centuries earlier. He said if all the rabbis in the land of Israel would agree that one scholar is worthy of being the founder of the Sanhedrin, they could grant him ordination. And then he in turn could ordain all of the other members. In the time of Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, in the beginning of the 16th century, such a convocation took place, and Rabbi Yaakov Beirav was chosen to be the founder of the new Sanhedrin. He in turn ordained Rabbi Yosef Karo and other great rabbis so that a Sanhedrin was formed. The Sanhedrin was meant to be the forerunner of the Messianic era and also the decisor of all Jewish law. However, there was not unanimity in adopting the opinion of Maimonides, and the rabbis of Jerusalem especially objected to this process, and since it became controversial, it did not have unanimous backing. A Sanhedrin that is not recognized is of no value. And therefore, this idea of the Sanhedrin died with Rabbi Yaakov Beirav and with his disciples, not to be revived again in Jewish history. Though in 1948, when the State of Israel was created, there also was a small movement to create the Sanhedrin again in order to be able to unite Jewish law in the land of Israel under one body which would have universal recognition. My name is Beryl Wine, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.